Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Moving product on the road is a very important part of what farmers do on a daily basis. This is Nate Zimdars with the Midwest Farm Report. I am speaking with Janesville farmer Arch Morton Jr. He is a cash crop farmer, and he is also involved in his town board, so he is very intimately aware of the importance of maintaining our roads. And today that was a big topic at the state capitol. Arch, can you tell us a little bit about what was being discussed today and why it was important to you?
Yeah, we were mainly up here testifying in favor of more money coming back to the local roads so that we can provide agricultural products, as far as putting our product out on the road and receiving products too, whether it's products or services. We need to keep our roads upgraded.
Can you tell me what the quality of the roads are like in your specific township?
Well, in our township, the town of LaPerry in Rock County, we've done a pretty good job of keeping up. We usually remat 2 miles a year, but it's getting harder and harder to do that because of rising expenses. Blacktop has went way up, and I've been on our town board 24 years, and since I got on the board, it's just skyrocketed, and that's by far our major expense as a town is the road maintenance.
You said that you're only able to remat about 2 miles of those roads every single year. How many miles of roads are in your township?
We've got 44 miles of town roads, and that doesn't include the interstate that goes through us, or the county roads, or the state highway that goes through us.
So we're talking decades before some roads will ever get repaved, correct?
Yeah, we're trying to be on that 22-year cycle, being we've got 44 miles of road. But it's been harder and harder to do that. In fact, back about, time flies, probably about 8 years ago, I think it was, we actually asked the town electors to approve a levy increase of $100,000 for the roads, because we knew if we didn't do that, we were going to start falling behind. So we've done a pretty good job of trying to upkeep the roads, but funding is very rare to come by. It just seems like there's not enough money coming back to the towns to maintain their roads. That's why today's testimony for us was so important.
Can you tell me about your operation, how many acres you're farming, and how this money would positively impact not just the roads, but also the way that you farm?
Yeah, well, we have fairly large equipment, not as big as some people, but we need to upkeep the roads so we can take our farm equipment up and down the road. Now, I'm not a dairy farmer anymore. I sold my cows 14 years ago, but up until then, I had to rely on the milk truck getting in and out. But we also have things that have to use the road, like sprayers that come in and put fertilizer on our crops, and there's a lot of things that the road needs have, and it's something that's important to all people, not just farmers, because everybody has to eat. And it's very important that we're able to produce the product and be able to get the product out of our farm to the stores, so the consumers can have food.
That's a very good point, Arch, and I think that's something not a lot of folks really factor into this, unless you're intimately involved in agriculture. Looking at your township, how many folks, percentage-wise, would you say are involved in agriculture in some way, shape, or form?
I'd say not as many as there used to be. We used to have a lot of dairy farms, and now we're down to just one dairy farm in the town. Our town is very much agricultural, but I must admit, less people farm, and that's the way it is all over. But in our town, everybody is pretty much pro-ag. I mean, they appreciate the farmers and what we do, and they want to keep it that way in our town.
Are you one of the only people involved in agriculture on your town board, or do you have a town board that's made up of some good agricultural supporters?
I'm glad you asked that, Nate, because I'm actually very proud to say that we have five members of our town board, a chairperson and four supervisors. All five of us are very much farmers full-time.
So are the other supervisors who are on your town board, are they also very much aware of what's going on at the state level right now and the issues that are around funding for the roads?
I think they pretty much are. Now, I was very fortunate to be able to come here today because we finished planting last week, planting our corn and soybeans last week. So I was able to come here today. But they're very much aware that we don't have enough money coming back. I'm not sure how much aware they are of this bill. I think they probably are, that we are testifying on today. But we're very much aware of the problem, because it's a tight squeeze, because we have very little money coming in, and we have a large expense going out to our roads.
What are some of the other issues that are affecting your local town in addition to roads that would also affect folks involved in agriculture?
We do have a lot of pressure from the city of Janesville. The town of La Prairie, which is where I live, we border Janesville on the southeast side, so that's an ongoing problem. But one thing we're very fortunate of, the members of our community, our neighbors, even the ones that don't farm, are very appreciative of agriculture and have kind of staved off that annexation and that urban sprawl. So we're very fortunate that way, that most of our town has been able to stay in agriculture, almost all of it.
When you look ahead, let's say that this potential funding goes through and you're able to get some additional support to help better structure your roads, to better repair those roads, do you and the rest of your town board have an idea of where you guys are going to begin with that money?
That's a great question. There's always a need for it, and we'd have to meet and decide, you know, we always decide in the spring anyway, but if we had some extra money, I know it would be put to good use. It's just a matter of which priority would be first, because there are many priorities.
There's a lot of folks who are involved in agriculture, a lot of people who would be affected by these issues, yet they wouldn't have the interest in coming to the state capitol and having a conversation with a legislator or offering testimony like you did. Why was this important to you, and is this something that you plan on continuing to do going forward for other agricultural issues?
Yeah, I do plan on doing this more and more, and like I say, I was very fortunate that we were done planting last week, otherwise I wouldn't be here today. But I think it's very important that people get out and testify and promote what's important to them. It's very important to either come and testify or belong to some of those groups who are representing you, because we can't all get off the farm every day, especially when it's a beautiful day like today. Today's one of the best days we've had. And so it's very important that maybe the people out there listening can't get away from the farm very often, but some of us do have the opportunity and we can represent them.
When is your next town board meeting, and do you plan on sharing any of the conversations that you had today with your fellow supervisors?
Yeah, our next town board meeting is in June, and I definitely would like to talk to them about that, and I know they'd be in agreement with me, because there definitely is a need for more road funding. It just seems like there's not enough funding that comes back to the local roads. So I know they would be in agreement with me.
Are there any other issues that are currently affecting your township that you would like legislators or other individuals to be aware of at this time? Or is it mostly just the roads that you're worried about?
Right now, that's the hot topic. I'm always worried about things like annexation and eminent domain. Hopefully nothing like that, you know, comes up again very, very shortly. We're always real worried about that. To me, eminent domain is so unfair, because it takes away people's land that maybe have been in their farm for generations and generations, and it, you know, means a lot to them. So that's one thing we're always worried about. But right now, the road issue is probably the top of the list.
Arch Morton Jr., a local farmer in Janesville, he is someone who exemplifies being very involved in agriculture and also being very involved in local affairs and sharing those concerns at the state level. Hopefully those good conversations will continue back in his township, also at the state level, so that the appropriate funding goes where it needs to go. This is Nate Zimdars with the Midwest Farm Report.
Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.